Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.roncaskey.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen and a piece of paper, jot down my phone number, and it's okay to call me this afternoon to schedule a no-cost appointment in your home or your office this coming week. So give me a call. It's okay. I know it's the Lord's Day. I don't work on the Lord's Day. I'm not interested in discussing your stuff on the Lord's Day, but I can schedule an appointment. So give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office for this coming week. And now tomorrow, I'll be driving back from Fort Worth, and then I'm over in Grand Junction this week also, latter part of the week, but I can see you in between times if you're on this side of the mountain. So 303-710-3791, toll free is 877-218-1972. Now, I always try to read some articles and headlines out of the Sword of the Lord, news that affects you, your home, your job, your church, your Christian school, your life. And these are articles and headlines that you will never, ever hear or read in the communist-owned, left-wing, liberal, Democrat-run media. You never will hear these kinds of headlines in the news. That it affects all of us. And so that's why I read these out of the Sword of the Lord. Speaking of the Sword of the Lord, you should get a prescription, a subscription. Prescription, that's all right. Subscription to the Sword of the Lord. If you email me or call me, I will send you one way or the other the banner that tells you how to subscribe to the Sword of the Lord. And it comes out every 2 weeks, the longest Bible-based printed, continuous printed newspaper on the planet. And subscription, United States, $24.95 a year. That's it. And it comes out every 2 weeks, and it's 24 pages of Bible-based news and Bible-based sermons. I've said this before. When I went to Bob Jones University, I was going to be an osteopathic surgeon. And I pulled a Jonah. I had surrendered to preach. I felt the call to preach when I was 11 years old. But I saw how deacons and church members treated my dad over the years as a pastor. And I pulled a Jonah, and I said, I ain't going. And so I went to Bob Jones. I was going to be an osteopathic surgeon. I found out early on I didn't like Latin or chemistry. And so I gave in. I switched my major, and I switched it to preparation for the ministry. I'm really glad I started out at Bob Jones. I love Bob Jones. I love it today. It has so much to offer college age kids, and I even enjoyed Dean Lautenbaugh teaching accounting. Before I went to Bob Jones, I hated accounting. He made me like it. And then Dr. Panosian taught the history of civilization, and he went from the creation story to today, and he just made history come alive. I liked Bob Jones because of the emphasis on the arts and the music programs, and I learned to like operas. Aida became my favorite opera, and I thought opera until then I thought it was for sissies, and no, it was cultivating a culture, and I learned to love it. I liked Bob Jones when the chapel started at 10 a.m., the clock ticked down, and at 10 a.m., the lights started down and something happened. I detest preachers that start late all the time. I detest programs that are supposed to start at a certain time. And when I had my church and school, if the service was to start at 10 a.m. and the only people in the auditorium was the pianist, the organist, the song leader and me, we started on time. See, these preachers that start late because their members are late, well, that's really stupid, because the later you start, the later those church members are going to be anyway. So stop accommodating them and start on time. And so anyway, I loved Bob Jones University. I was there when Bob Sr. was still alive. And then the next year, when Bob Sr. Retired and eventually died, of course, and Bob Jr. took over. And then Bob the Third, his kids were in my class at Bob Jones University. And so when I switched majors, reason I told you that lengthy story, we in pastoral theology, first of all, I was able to study Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. And that's why I love the King James Version of the Bible. I can tell you for a fact, it is the closest translation to the original manuscripts that we have today. And so when I switched to pastoral theology, one of the things that they did, they subscribed for every preacher boy the sword of the Lord. And part of our assignment every 2 weeks was to outline a sermon in the sword of the Lord and turn it in. Well, what it did, it taught me to read the Bible differently and design and create sermons based on expository preaching and so on. And at the time I thought, good night, what an exercise. How's this ever going to benefit me? Well, today, all these years later, I still take the sword of the Lord. I read it kiver to kiver, and I read noteworthy news and education, chaos and crisis and pro-life and articles and so on the sword of the Lord. So I so love Bob Jones. In fact, I met some folks recently that their son has been 25 years in the art department at Bob Jones University. So here's some articles, noteworthy news. United Methodist Church agency supports legalizing sex change surgery for kids. Let me read that again. United Methodist Church agency supports legalizing sex change surgeries for kids. I would suggest, if you're a Methodist, that you consider not returning to church. So here it is. Here's the article. An agency of the United Methodist Church has expressed support for federal legislation that would eliminate bans on cosmetic surgery change, sex change surgeries for trans-identified minors. Now, if it's a church, which it isn't, but if it was a true church, which should believe and follow the Bible, there's two genders. God created man and God created woman. Two. That's it. And what you are born with is what you are. But here's a so-called church, the Methodists in this case, but Presbyterians and Whiskeypalians and on it goes. They're backing legislation that says it's okay to perform sex changes on kids. Bishop Julius C. Trimble, General Secretary of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society, published an article on Monday denouncing discrimination against trans-identified people. Trimble condemned lawmakers who have enacted anti-transgender legislation that restrict access to gender-affirming care, sports, bathrooms, and facilities, or the use of gender-affirming pronouns in school. So he said the Methodist Church is for all of those. So Los Angeles, Education for Christians. As a Bible-believing Christian, Eric Batman cannot participate in or endorse the LGBTQIA agenda. Well, duh. But despite clear federal law and constitutional religious freedom rights, Los Angeles refused to grant his rightful religious accommodation, even though LA regularly grants similar accommodations to Muslims. Worse yet, LA told Eric to seek counseling to help him overcome his biblical beliefs, which prevent him from endorsing the LGBTQIA lifestyle, effectively demanding that he go to a Soviet-style re-education camp, while also implying his Christian beliefs indicate mental illness. That's LA, Los Angeles. That's the People's Republic of California. Worse yet, LA told Eric, but in recent years, Los Angeles County adopted a policy requiring all county departments to fly the LGBTQ pride flag throughout the month of June and encouraging participants in Pride Month activities. For Eric, this created a serious conflict with his sincerely held Christian beliefs. Eric did not protest. He did not criticize others. He simply asked for a reasonable religious accommodation, which the law guarantees. Los Angeles County said no. And that's the People's Republic of California, run by the communist, So there you go. Federal court forcing foster parents to promote gender ideology is unconstitutional. A federal district court ruled April 29th that a Washington state licensing rule requiring foster parents to socially transition foster children plausibly violates the First Amendment. The ruling comes in a lawsuit brought by Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys, which I like, on behalf of Shane and Jennifer DeGrosse. Washington state officials declined to issue a standard foster care license to the couple because of their religious objections to socially, medically transitioning children. In its decision, the court denied state officials' request to dismiss the case, allowing the DeGrosses to continue their lawsuit. And so, again, they back the Muslims, but refuse to accommodate Christians. Education, chaos, and crisis. Of course, you all know how I feel about our public school system being run by a communist teachers' union and forcing the teachers to teach woke nonsense instead of teaching kids how to read and write and do math and so on. And no, I'm not against teachers. I've got friends who are teachers. I've got clients who are teachers. They're Christians and have standards, but you are forced to teach the woke LGBTQIA nonsense. You're required to do that by a communist teachers union. So when we come back after this break, we'll take up right there. Here's my numbers. Call me today. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Now, stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. If you'll stay tuned when I get through reading a couple of more articles out of the Sword of the Lord, then I'm going to sing a song for you. Then we're going to talk about when the foundations are destroyed. So if you're stationary and have a Bible, we're going to start in Psalm chapter 11. And verses 3 and 4. So here's my numbers. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting Tuesday of this coming week. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll bring information to you in your home or your office. My time doesn't cost you anything, and I'll show you how to be a good steward of God's money. I do a church seminar all over the country on Saturday mornings, 9 to noon, and I did one of those yesterday in Fort Worth, North Fort Worth, Hearst, Texas, and and preached there this morning and driving home tomorrow. So that's why I said schedule an appointment for Tuesday next week. So give me a call, get on my calendar, do it today, don't put it off. So in the Sword of the Lord, I always talk about education chaos and crisis, and I explained why. And so here's a couple of articles. Nashville Public Schools, special accommodations for Muslim students likely unconstitutional. Well, you think. The Tennessee Star's CEO and editor-in-chief Michael Patrick Leahy and lead reporter Tom Papert argue that Ramadan accommodations at Metro Nashville Public Schools, as detailed in a recent Nashville Banner feature article, may violate the First Amendment Establishment Clause. The Banner article describes how Muslim students at John Overton High School observe Ramadan with support from the school staff, including access to designated prayer spaces, permissions to briefly leave class for daily prayers, and food-free classrooms during lunch for students who are fasting and so Leahy warned of the intimidations that a non-Muslim student has going on right now, while Papert added that the issue may extend beyond coercion to unequal treatment. I guarantee you they wouldn't allow a Christian teenager the same privileges. They also questioned whether a legal challenge is likely. Papert said families might hesitate due to potential backlash. Bet me. He noted the parent has to consider what they're going to do with their student. Are you going to face retaliation from students, teachers, administrators, etc.? Leahy agreed, predicting consequences for anyone who files suit. He said, I can guarantee you that any non-Muslim student at Overton Public High School students who were to file a lawsuit claiming that this support of Islam by Metro National Public Schools at the expense of Christianity or any other religions is a violation. I can guarantee they will be retaliated against and intimidated and bullied by the establishment there of Metro National Public Schools. In other words, they're going to back the Muslims. They're going to cater to them. They're going to give in to them. And Christians be hanged. And if you bring a lawsuit, you're going to be intimidated, retaliated against, and so on. So I'm going to save the rest of those for next week and also have some on pro-life news and views for next week. I played this song yesterday off of one of my albums, and I still sing these in churches all over the country. A week or so ago, I sang at the 50th anniversary banquet of Grace Baptist Church in Colorado Springs, and today preaching and singing at Hearst Baptist Church in Fort Worth, and that's what I do on weekends. I'll be back in Longmont, First Baptist Church, on the 26th of this month. So that's what I do on weekends. I don't stand in a box with a steeple on top and babysit church members like I did for 25 years, but I'm still in the ministry. And like I said, I preach and sing on weekends and do these Bible Views radio shows. I do those Bible-based financial seminars in churches. And so I'm active in the ministry. And like I've said before, Willie Nelson and Neil Diamond give me hope because they're still singing and they're older than I am. And so here's a song that I recorded and still sing. God Walks the Dark Hills. And when we come back, we'll talk about when the foundations are destroyed.
God walks the dark hills, the highways and byways. He walks on the billow of life's troubled sea. He walks in the cold, dark night, in the shadows of midnight. God walks the dark hills to guide you and me. God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere, by night and by day. He walks in silence on down the highway. God walks the dark hills.
you go, folks. God walks the dark hills. Indeed, he does. And boy, am I glad. But we've got to understand, as a born-again Christian, God walks the dark hills. We live in dark times, no question about it, and they're getting worse. But we're just pilgrims passing through, folks. We're not permanent residents here. And we're looking forward to the trumpet, the rapture of the church. And then down here on earth, while we're in heaven, partaking in the marriage supper of the Lamb and the judgment seat of Christ, down here on earth will be the tribulation period and the great tribulation, 7 years of total chaos here on the earth. And then the true second coming of Jesus Christ. See, the first time at the rapture, he comes in the air and we go up to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. At the second coming, he plants his feet on this earth and we come back as Christians to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And during that 1,000 year reign of Christ, and a Christian in every position of government, from your HOA for the first time ever, all the way up to kings and queens and presidents, will be a Christian in those positions. And Satan will be bound in the side of the bottomless pit for those 1,000 year reign. And then is the Battle of Armageddon, when Jesus wins over Satan and casts him into the lake of fire, and eternity begins. And so that's what's coming, and we look forward to that. Until then, God walks the dark hills. Let's go over to Psalm chapter 11. Let me read a couple of verses for you, and it's kind of our springboard for today. When the foundations are destroyed, David said, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven, and his eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men." If the foundations are destroyed. So let's look back at the founding. We just celebrated the 250th birthday of the founding of America. And the founding fathers based this foundation on Bible principles, on Christianity, and we've departed from that. And the foundations are they're crumbling. And we got to be careful of that. So when the foundations are destroyed, David wasn't asking a political question here when he said, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? He was asking a spiritual question. What happens when everything around you seems to crumble? Sound familiar? I mean, you've got the stock markets, you've got wars and rumors of wars, you've got earthquakes in diverse places, you've got fires destroying hundreds of thousands of acres, and turbulent storms physically, and turbulence on every hand, and church attendance is down. We're going to talk about that. When the foundations are destroyed, what are the righteous going to do? Well, foundations matter. I used to build all physically. We built, me and my men and I built our own church buildings and school buildings. And I watch what's interesting, because I've been in construction most of my adult life, and I still do remodels for my kids and their friends. But I've driven by places where I knew a high rise was going to be, and it didn't look like anything was ever going to happen. Well, if you go over to the fence and look down, you'll see bulldozers and cranes and earth movers and concrete trucks and everything else. They spend months building the foundation, and then they begin to build the high rise. And you've got to build a strong foundation. I remember when I built my church down in Arapahoe County, and we had to set it on caissons, 43 caissons, 3 feet into bedrock. And then we tied rebar to those caissons and poured footers, concrete foundations around all of that, and then built the auditorium and school buildings and so on top of that. But we spent weeks working on the foundation, and it's the same way with this country. This country was founded by Christians on Christian principles, on the Bible, and it's crumbling as we speak. My time's up. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Now stay tuned. I will be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment today of the Bible Views radio show. We got to run. We got to hurry. Write down my phone numbers. Call me this afternoon, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office this coming week. Back to when the foundations are destroyed. David said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Legitimate question for 2026, folks, because the foundations are crumbling around us and it's getting worse and worse. Who knew? Who would have ever thought that the communists like Mom Donnie and those idiots in New York City would take over a city and a state, and pretty soon in Congress and the Senate? Pretty soon they'll have one in the White House. What can the righteous do? Well, as I pointed out, every building starts with a foundation. If you don't have a foundation, you don't have any stability. And God established foundations for marriage. I still perform weddings. I'm licensed to perform weddings. And I make sure both of those people are born again Christians, and I will only do a wedding between one man and one woman. I will not perform a ceremony for trans or gays or anything else. No, it's a one man and one woman. Marriage is a Bible institution, and God established the foundation for the marriage, and that's starting out with two born-again Christians, and then the family, raising those kids in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And so God established foundations for marriage. He established foundations for the family. He established foundations for the truth. That's why I do my radio shows. I'm in my 47th or 48th year on the radio. And I have my own studio, and you've heard me say this before. I haven't been in a physical radio station, any of mine around the country, in over 18 years. I record them here in this studio. I FTP them up to Sam, our son. He mixes them down, sends them up in complete 1 hour radio shows that I do on Saturdays and Sundays. And so that's why God established the foundation for truth. And that's why I give people the truth on planning for retirement and how to do it safely, how to do it according to God's word. That's why I do that Bible seminar like I did yesterday in Hearst, Texas, on establishing the biblical plan for finances and retirement. God established foundations for the church. That's why when I read a mess out of there, like what the Methodists are doing and the Presbyterians are doing and the Lutherans are doing and so on, and even the Southern Baptists. My dad left the Southern Baptist Convention in 1954 because he didn't like the direction it was going, and their seminary on the virgin birth and the inspiration of the Bible and the Lottie Moon offering and on and on and on. And so it's not reserved just for the Carmelites and the non-union Catholics. That's what Lutherans are. And it's not just reserved for them. This, like I said, the Southern Baptists departed from the truth decades ago, 70 years or so, in fact. So God established the foundation. He said, upon this rock, Jesus, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell are coming against the church, and most pastors are giving in to that. And that's why we're in the mess we're in today. God also established the foundation for civil government. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. But he doesn't expect you to render unto Caesar when the communists are taken over, when the anti-Christians are taken over. That is not true. God established civil government and the foundation for it. God established the foundation for personal responsibility. Good night, folks. I've always said for years, the true test of maturity is learning to say, I'm responsible. Politicians aren't. You never hear them say, I'm responsible. They blame somebody else. That's all they do. They're caught in a lie. They say, oh, I misspoke. No, you're a liar. And so on. So take personal responsibility. So without foundations, none of the things I've mentioned last. And so nobody admires a foundation until cracks appear. And so the foundation determines the future. And foundations today are under attack. Marriage, biblical truth, like the guy that called me and said just a week or so ago, and he said, now, if King James made a mistake here, then you can read it in the NIV and blah, blah, blah. Right there, that conversation fell totally apart, because the King James Version of the Bible does not make any mistakes. And I said on yesterday's radio show, when I took apart what he said about retirement in the Bible and the Levites and so on, and when I mentioned that, I said, you've never heard, let me back up, the reason people use these weenie translations, perversions of the King James Version of the Bible is because they water it down. And they don't like when it's harsh, and so they water it down and they turn to this other stuff. And so here's what I said yesterday, and I'll repeat it today. You've never heard anybody go in Barnes & Noble. You've never heard anybody go in Borders, bookstores. You've never, and I go in bookstores all over the country. I've never heard anybody go in and say, do you by any chance have Shakespeare in a modern translation because we don't understand the old English? Not one time. No, they still read Shakespeare. Shakespeare's plays are still done in old English. You never hear that. And so if you can't understand the these, the thous, and therefores, and the whences, and I'm sorry. But anyway, he said, well, the King James makes some mistake. No, they don't. So when you destroy the foundation of marriage and biblical truth and the authority of the family, that's what's happened in our public school system. That's what you have in a communist teachers union. They've destroyed the authority of the family, and they say, you teachers know more about raising kids than the parents do. And we as a communist teachers union know more about raising kids and the authority of the family and the parents than the parents do. And so foundations are under attack. Education, personal responsibility, moral absolutes. There's no morals anymore in government. Morals in church, morals in families, morals in employees and employers. It doesn't exist anymore. The foundations are being destroyed. And you tie all of that into the current culture. I mean, read the newspapers, and we listen to books on tapes when we drive. And you listen to these people about, well, we have an open marriage. There isn't such a thing as an open marriage. And so these foundations are being destroyed. And that's why David asks the question, if the foundations are destroyed, what are the righteous, what can the righteous do? You see, a nation never collapses from the outside. It collapses after the foundations weaken within. And I've talked about this in education. They quit teaching civil government decades ago, and so these kids grow up and they don't understand the position of government and civil education and so on. And so education, many schools once taught American history and civics, and they don't teach it anymore. They used to teach biblical morality and personal responsibility. And today, many students graduate knowing celebrities, but they don't know anything about the Constitution. And so you need to evaluate the culture trends that are going on around us and do something about it. We need to get the church back to biblical foundation, preachers. And church attendance, it's down. And you got to understand, church attendance in America for generations, Sunday school attendance was simply part of the American life. In the 50s, roughly 75% of Americans said they belonged to a church or a synagogue or other household house of worship. Around the year 2000, weekly attendance surveys generally ranged around 40 to 45%. Depending on how it was measured. And today, in many national surveys, only 30% of Americans report attending church services weekly, and church membership has fallen below 50% of U.S. adults for the first time in modern polling. You see, buildings are still standing, but they're standing empty. And I've preached, I preached in a church I know I could put at least 200 people in, and there's 30 people sitting out there. And that's happening all over America. And church buildings are standing empty because the foundation has failed, because preachers are failing to preach the whole counsel of God. Older Americans remain the most likely to attend church regularly. In the church I preached in recently, the average age in there had to be 80 years old. And no young people, no kids, no babies. And that's happening all over the United States. Attendance generally declines with each younger generation. And many younger adults identify with no church affiliation whatsoever. Digital media has replaced much of the face-to-face community for many people. So the problem isn't that America has more technology. The problem is that technology can never replace the truth. And so faith is never more than one generation from being forgotten, and unless somebody teaches it. And that naturally moves into parents, grandparents, churches, personal responsibility, biblical literacy. Kids aren't taught to memorize the Bible anymore. And so, number three, what can the righteous do? David answers that question in verse 4, and he said, "The Lord is in his holy temple, and the Lord's throne is in heaven, and his eyes behold the eyelids test the sons of men." God hasn't moved. He hasn't resigned. He isn't worried. And so we need to get back to pray and stand on the truth. Churches and preachers need to stand up for the Bible and for truth at any cost. And we need to teach, and we need to witness and win souls and raise godly families, pray at meals, teach the kids to pray in the morning, and teach the kids to pray before they go to sleep at night, and support Bible-based, Bible-preaching churches, and then live truthfully, trust God, and the foundations around may shake, but God's foundation never moves. And so when the world's foundations shake, stand on the rock, Jesus Christ. He said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Here's my numbers. Call me. Let me help you. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities, where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.